Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Getting the big picture, the world view, that for one Christian County farmer was one of the takeaways from a trip this spring to Argentina. Joseph Sisk joined UK grain specialist Chad Lee, several grad students, and other farmers connected with the Kentucky Corn Growers Core Program. On that visit,
I think in the farm economy that we're in now, it's such a global system, and so much of what affects our year-to-year, especially with marketing, has to do with what's happening in places like South America. And to understand and to go down there and see how big their system is and how their system works is going to be crucial to us as we work with them and as we also compete with them.
Sisk says he learned from their farm system quite a bit about ours. Though our roads and ports need maintenance, he felt our infrastructure was stronger. And though farmers here occasionally get frustrated with government regulation and such, the safety net side of things is also stronger here.
When they look at us, there are programs here that benefit us, that help us either through research or through disaster assistance. Some of the things that we have here put us light years ahead of them. And it's the reason, in my opinion, that we continue to lead the market, especially in grain crops, because we have that to benefit us. Going and seeing that, I think, gave everybody on the trip an appreciation for what the government is doing here for the U.S. farmer.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Most people think water pollution is an industrial problem, but it's also a household problem. When you allow hazardous chemicals, paint, or even pet waste to wash down the storm drain, it goes directly into our water. That makes a huge mess today, and an even bigger mess for our kids to clean up tomorrow. It's time we all did our part to protect Kentucky's water. To find out how you can help, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
We're back with Christian County farmer Joseph Sisk on the UK Corn Growers Group visit to Argentina this spring and his favorable impression of the experience.
I think it's important because it's easy on a farm to get blinders on and to stay stuck in your little day-to-day and to not understand how big the system is that you're working in. It's an enlightening experience. It's a good thing, and I think the younger you are, the better that is.
Sisk says the average Argentine farm visited was 5,000 to 15,000 acres, and those farmers, even in a busy season, were tremendously accommodating. But he noticed most their worldview.
These were very sophisticated people. They are the elite in Argentina. They are the top of the food chain as far as the economy there. They understood production here. They understood production worldwide and agriculture very well. And in some aspects on that end of it, they were probably ahead of most of the people in our group, including myself, in what they knew about what was going on in other countries. And I think that's to their credit.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.